This is the Mistress Carrie Situation Report for December 6th, 2022. Your daily entertainment headlines, industry info, and everything rock. Just announced, the Bret Michaels Party Gras 2023 Nothing But A Good Vibe Music Festival, featuring Bret Michaels from Poison, Night Ranger, Jefferson Starship, Mark McGrath, Steve O'Gary, formerly of Journey, and more special guests giving you all the killer hits and no filler. The tour rolls into the Xfinity Center in Mansfield, Massachusetts on Friday night, July 21st, and tickets go on sale this Friday, December 9th at 10 a.m. through Ticketmaster. Get the details in the concert calendar at MistressCarrie.com. The Red Hot Chili Peppers have announced more than 20 new shows in North America and Europe for 2023. The North American shows kick off March 29th in Vancouver and conclude on May 25th in Houston. Tickets for all of the shows go on sale this Friday, December 9th at 10 a.m. The Sesame Workshop has announced they're mourning the passing of Bob McGrath, a beloved member of the Sesame Street family for over 50 years. In the statement, they said, quote, "A founding cast member, Bob embodied the melodies of Sesame Street like no one else, and his performances brought joy and wonder to generations of children around the world. Whether teaching them the ABCs, the people in their neighborhood, or the simple joy of feeling music in their hearts, a revered performer worldwide, Bob's rich tenor filled airwaves and concert halls from Las Vegas to Saskatchewan to Tokyo many times over. We will forever be grateful for his many years of passionate creative contributions to Sesame Street and honored that he shared so much of his life with us." James Howard Jackson, the man who shot Lady Gaga's dog walker, Ryan Fisher, in 2021, before he made off with two of her French bulldogs, was sentenced to 21 years in prison. He pleaded no contest to attempted murder with great bodily injury in a Los Angeles courtroom on December 5th. Fisher said the shooting was an earth-shattering event in his victim impact statement, provided in the court, saying, "You shot me and left me to die, and both of our lives have changed forever." Winger's seventh studio album is currently being mixed for a 2023 release. Kip Winger shared a photo of him and the mixing engineer in the studio and included the following message: "Mixing hashtag Winger 7. Congratulations are in order for Evanescence. The band has reached diamond certification for their breakout album, Fallen. A diamond certification from the Recording Industry Association of America means the album has sold over 10 million units in the United States. And that's a mark that only some of the most legendary rock and metal albums have achieved in the U.S. Evanescence joins AC/DC, The Eagles, Led Zeppelin, The Beatles, Pink Floyd, Fleetwood Mac, Guns N' Roses, Boston, Bruce Springsteen, Elton John, and Metallica, among others. And speaking of Fleetwood Mac, a number of instruments and outfits belonging to late Fleetwood Mac singer Christine McVie have been sold at auction over the weekend. The sale of, quote, "Fleetwood Mac property from the lives and careers of Christine McVie, John McVie, and Fleetwood Mac took place at Julian's Auctions on December 3rd and 4th. Christine McVie had helped to curate the items involved in the auction, which included a vintage maxi dress she wore on the back cover of Rumors, which sold for over $56,000. In a newly released behind-the-scenes look at the making of 72 Seasons, Metallica's James Hetfield talked about Lux Eterna and the inspiration behind the album's title, saying, quote, "72 Seasons came out of a book I was reading about childhood, basically sorting out childhood as an adult. And 72 Seasons is basically the first 18 years of your life. How do you evolve and grow and mature and develop your own ideas and identity of self after those first 72 seasons?" The Goo Goo Dolls have mapped out a summer 2023 tour across North America in support of their latest album, Chaos in Bloom. OAR is going to be joining them on the tour. Live Nation pre-sale kicks off tomorrow, with general tickets going on sale on Friday via Ticketmaster. That includes the date on August 15th of 2023 at the Leader Bank Pavilion in Boston. And speaking of Boston, Cheers actress Kirstie Alley has passed away after battling cancer. Her family and her manager announced on Monday night that she had passed at the age of 71 years old. And that's your Sit Rep. For more details on all of the stories, check the links in the show notes of this episode. And don't forget to hit subscribe so you don't miss anything. New full-length episodes of the Mistress Carrie podcast come out every Wednesday. Episode 130, featuring A'Ron Jones, is available now. And make sure you check out this week's bonus episode featuring Bret Michaels from Poison.